A state grant of $500,000 announced Wednesday will ward off problems that threaten to close or damage parts of Syracuse's Museum of Science and Technology. Most President Laura Koshin has been struggling to make repairs to the 112-year-old armory that houses the museum. Faulty and inefficient boilers and repairs to the building's exterior are among the needs, but a failing roof threatened to damage some of the museum's exhibits.
We got to a point where we really, if we didn't address them, they were going to become monstrous problems that could have even led to having to close off exhibits. We were really at a crossroads, and what this funding has done is given us the opportunity to get those really important repairs made so that we can move forward.
Koshin adds without these repairs, many of the problems would have become much bigger. The state grant was secured in part by Assemblymember Bill Magnarelli. He recalls taking his children there decades ago and believes the taxpayer dollars are well spent.
We have tons of children coming through this building again, and the STEM education that is going on in this building is critically important to what we're trying to do in education throughout Central New York, and particularly here in the city of Syracuse.
He notes state grant funding has helped other iconic downtown buildings, such as the State Tower Building, Hotel Syracuse, and the Landmark Theater. Both Magnarelli and Koshin suggest the Armory Building and the Most are important to downtown's revitalization. Outside repair and painting, as well as roof work, has already started to help the museum get through winter without any damage. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WIER.org.